Good day, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanis. This is episode 91, season 4. Today's date is December 23rd, 2021. And today I have another Christmas episode to discuss with you today. And thank you for joining me. And right now the program will go into commercial. And this program is brought to you by Hershey's Kisses. And we all know this Christmas commercial, and they've been playing this every year since, I'm not exactly sure, probably the late 80s. So sit back and enjoy. Thank you, everyone. Okay, everybody, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Hershey's Kisses, that Christmas one. I said before, according to some sources, that first aired in 1989, but I believe it aired before that, probably 86, 85, 86, around there. And it has been airing during the holiday season ever since. I guess it's due to popularity. People love it, and, you know, and in the big, as you heard in the commercial in the beginning, there's a guy coughing, so he's probably like a conductor, you know, like that. And then at the end, and you have one Hershey Kiss ringing all by itself, ding, 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 like that. It's cute. It really is cute. Okay. Today, I will discuss on episode 91, Salerno Jingle Cookies. Those Christmas cookies we see every year. I'll go a little more detail for that. Also, I'm going to discuss eggnog from some companies that were in Chicago. Still make eggnog, but I will talk about dairy companies that no longer exist. They used to make eggnog. And also, I'll talk about a couple of traditions, Christmas traditions. I'm sure they're still around, but I'm going to talk about a couple of mine, you know, because Christmas is 2 days away and it should be fun. Okay. First off, we'll talk about Salerno Jingle Cookies. Now, according to some sources, the cookies first came out in Chicago, where their factory was located on Division Street, it's a street west of Pulaski, I think Kildare, I'm not sure exactly, I think Costner around there. The date that we released was November 26, 1952, and once they were in the stores, stocked up, they were very popular. People loved them. They really did. I remember eating them when I was little. Not too often, because my mother makes homemade Greek ones, of course. So I don't think she ever bought these. The other Christmas cookies that a lot of people look forward to was Maurice Lanel, or Lanel. That's how people pronounce that. They made wonderful Christmas cookies. And let's see. And then they've been doing those, they've been making those jingles for a long time. And then, but, you know, things have changed. And then they changed the packaging. And first it was the jingles. Then around in the mid-1970s, it came in a green cellophane wrapper. Then it came in a white one, decorated with snowflakes, a holly, nice, beautiful red ribbon. And then When Salerno hired this man, he worked for Sunshine Biscuit Company, which is famous for their Hydrox cookies. And what was the other one? Hi-Ho crackers and cheese, you know, Cheez-It, which is still around, but they keep changing companies. And and he launched the jingles under the Sunshine brand. And I sort of remember that. And a lot of people complain, just the same way as Salerno cookies. They don't taste the same. They changed the recipe. I think it's because of trans fats, and you know, it's bad for you to eat. I understand that. And then Keebler bought them, and Keebler did not buy them, and then they made their own. They made their own jingles. I'm not sure exactly. So anyway, they still make them. They still do. Solero makes them. They're called Santa's Favorite Original Holiday Recipe, and it's anise flavor. But, you know, according to some people on Facebook, if I post something from Solero, you know, like the old products, they complain that the recipe has changed. And it's true, they have, because same with the butter cookies. I don't know, no trans fat, but I don't know. That's a shame, because the other cookies they had was almond crescent. And, of course, Salerno made those. And but I haven't seen those lately, and I don't think they're around. Maybe. I don't know. I have to go to the supermarket just to be a little more observant like that. And of course, so, you know, Salerno is it's one of Chicago's best. They don't make them here anymore, which is a shame. I wish they'd bring back the company, the factory, and the recipe. And we'll be very content indeed. Okay. Next up I will talk about is eggnog from Van Chicagoland Stories. Now, let's start with my personal experience of eggnog. I love eggnog. I really do. But to most people, it's fattening. People don't like the milk-based drink. You know, but it's once a year. But I love it. But some people like it with the nutmeg or liqueur. They put brandy, vodka, anything. I'm not a drinker. So I tried it with liquor. I didn't care for it. Also, but I like, if you like eggnog on the rocks or without it, you know, straight. And I drink eggnog and I just drink it straight. And I don't have much, but it's very fattening. It really is. It really is. But, you know, once in a while, if I had some in the house, I would drink it at night because it's very relaxing. You know, it's like milk, you know, because milk calms you down. And you know, either you like it or you don't. If you make it homemade, I saw that on WGN. Dean Richards made a recipe of that. That looked absolutely delicious. It looked awesome. You know, so, and, you know, but it's great to have eggnog when you have company over. And you put it in a punch bowl, you know, and you have the serving cups, you know, and the ladle, and you help yourselves. And so, the companies that used to make eggnog, I can think of a few. Now, Jewel, they had their own dairy section called Hill Farm. They had Boo Burke, but they had Hill Farm. And I remember they made their own eggnog. I never tried it. Dominic's had their own. I think it was their brand Heritage House. Remember that. Like other grocery stores, they carried it, like Hilo Foods, National Foods. I don't know if they made their own. Probably did. Maybe Eagle Food Centers. Can't think of the top of my head. I'm talking about grocery stores. So, Kroger. Kroger's their own, but in other parts of the country. So the dairy companies here in Chicago that made the eggnog every year was one. It was called Wanzer Dairy. Their plant was located on West Garfield Boulevard and west of State Street on the south side of Chicago. And they had a couple of plants on the south side. They had one on the north. And Wanzer milk was wonderful. It really was. And we know how that goes. It's, you know, that saying, that sterling silver. I forgot how to say it. I can't think of it off the top of my head. You know, I will talk about Wanzer Dairy on another episode. I'll go in more detail. Yeah, forgive me for that. And because I don't remember my mother buying that, you know, that particular milk. probably. I don't know. Anyway, also the company that in Chicago, Hawthorne Melody, which has our dairy located up in Vernon Hills. Let's see what else. There was also a Bowman Dairy. Those dairy companies were there for a long, long time. Bowman used to be everywhere. And in the old days, you had your milk delivered by one of them. And they said Bowman was, I think it was one of the top ones. And they were all over the Chicagoland area, which is cool, like that. And then other companies that made eggnog was Borden's, Dean Foods makes that, so they're still around. And you know, like I said, a lot of people miss having their milk delivered. I think Oberreis Dairy does that. They do have delivery, milk deliveries, but I think they do make eggnog, but I never tried it. So I'll look it up later on in the program after I get off the air and discuss that. So come Christmas time, if you are invited to a party or you buy some for yourself, just have a glass, you know, just to, you know, make a toast and say cheers, you know, to the Christmas season, you know, and it's traditional to have eggnog. Like I said before, you like it, fine. If you don't like it, have something else. Okay. Next thing I will discuss now is a couple of traditions for Christmas. I talked about that in on previous podcast episodes, and mentioned somebody on Facebook that when you open your Christmas presents, some people say Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, or by the time you get out of bed, you know, you're in your pajamas, you race down to the tree and you open your presents, or you go to church that morning and open them, or on Christmas Eve, you go to midnight mass. Some people open them before they attend midnight mass, or when midnight mass is over, they come home and they open their presents. You know, it's either tradition. My tradition is when I was little, we used to go to church on Christmas Eve at St. Constantine and Helen, Bales Hills. We don't do that anymore. My mom's too busy cooking, so she doesn't. But she does go to church on Christmas Day because it's a beautiful ceremony. I mean, not ceremony, liturgy. Forgive me for that. And it's also my father's name's day. His name was Chris. And so we celebrate his name's day. My mom would go to church, light a candle for him. You know, we celebrate Christmas on his name's day. My father, he took Christmas Day off. I think he did. I don't think there was a time where he did work on Christmas. Maybe a couple of times when I was little, but it was, he loved spending the day with us. He didn't like to go anywhere, other people's houses. I don't know why. He didn't mind company over, but he just didn't want to go. He wanted to stay with us, which is nice because I hardly saw him when I was growing up because he worked on weekends at the Conrad Hilton Hotel. And so my mom would make a wonderful meal. Traditionally, she will make melamacarna. They're honey dip cookies. She'll do those today. She'll dip them. She already made the cookies. Christmas Eve, she'll make the pastitsa, which is Greek lasagna. And for Christmas Day, we'll have leg of lamb with potatoes, salad. You know, and it's nice. So traditionally, when we come home from church on Christmas Day, we will have pastitsa. We will have the Greek lasagna, and it's wonderful. I've tried others, people's. Pastitsa's not the same. I don't know what it is. I don't know what they put in. I don't know, or it's the way they make it. You know, a couple of places are close, you know, a couple of Greek restaurants that come close to that, but she makes it wonderful. I tell my mom to slow down because she's 86 years old, so, but she's, you know, she's like a machine. She wants to do this because she loves us, and she wants us to have a wonderful Christmas, and I look forward. And, you know, I've been dieting. I've been trying to cut down. But, you know, this is Christmas. I don't want to just eat a bowl of yogurt and a banana or, you know, like rice cake. I want to have this because my mom's not going to be around, you know, forever. So I might as well enjoy, you know, her beautiful meals. It really is. And her cookies and her pastries, you know, and This will be my first Christmas cancer-free. I'm looking forward to it. It's wonderful. I am blessed. I am so happy. I am excited. It's going to be beautiful. I won't go to church with her. I still have bathroom problems, so I got to stay home. So, and she's fine with that, you know. But when she comes home, and then we'll start the holiday going. Okay. And then one more thing I'd like to discuss is yesterday I watched the movie Being the Ricardos again, starring Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem as Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. And I saw the movie on Tuesday, December 21st. I loved it. And but I watched it again last night, this time with my brother and my mom, and they liked it very much. And I noticed one of my favorite scenes in the movie, it has nothing to do with I Love Lucy, it's sort of related to it, is when Lucille Ball had her own radio show. This is before I Love Lucy, and it was called My Favorite Husband. And it was there for, and the scene in the radio show, it was about maybe a minute or two, and there was an announcer, and he introduced Lucille Ball to My Favorite Husband. That was the name of the radio show, and they had the sponsor for Jell-O, and they had the jingle, that famous jingle from the, all the way back in the old days of radio when Jack Benny had his own show, and it was his sponsor, but they also sponsor Lucille Ball's show. And that jingle, I can't get out of my head. I love that scene. So I'm going to play that jingle right now. And it's from 1955. It's a radio jingle. And you will understand what I'm talking about. So sit back and enjoy. Thank you.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. The Elka pudding just so
real. Okay, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial. I can't get it out of my head. That jingle is infectious. It's crazy, you know? And you can find it on YouTube if you look around. That jingle was in the movie Being the Ricardos, and it was when Lucille Ball did her radio show My Favorite Husband. I'll talk a little bit about that right now, a little history of that. It starred Lucille Ball, and the other actor's name was Richard Denning, and he's famous for, I believe, playing the governor of Hawaii in the TV series Hawaii Five-0 later on in the 60s and in the late 60s and 70s. And let's see. And then they played Lucille Ball played Liz Cooper, her husband, Richard Denning. His name was George Cooper, and he worked for a bank. His boss was Mr. Atterbury, and he was played by a couple of actors, and but the most famous actor that played for him was Gale Gordon. We all know him from Aramis Brooks as Mr. Conklin. He was playing the principal. Also Mr. Mooney from the Lucy Show, Mrs. Carmichael. I always love that. And his wife is played by Bea Benaderet. She was famous for on the George Burns Gracie Allen Show, also voice of Betty Rubble on the Flintstones, and Petticoat Junction. That was her last acting role. So, she also had a maid. Her name was Katie, and excuse me. So anyway, that show, the radio show, premiered as a one-time special on July 5th, 1948. And let's see. And then it ran for about 2 years. And so the sponsor was Jell-O. And then in the movie, Being the Ricardos, they showed, the radio show, on the stage. And then You have the announcer says, it's time for My Fair Husband starring Lucille Ball. And then Lucille Ball would enter, Jello, everybody, or like, hello, everybody. And Nicole Kidman did that in the movie, and she did it perfectly. And then and then the singers started singing the jingle, and it was perfect. It was beautiful. And you can't get that, like I said before, you can't get it on your mind. And then the announcer, his name was Bob Lamond. He did a lot of announcing for Lucille Ball's shows. You know, the Lucy Show, I Love Lucy, Here's Lucy. She did. He did all of them. And he's saying, and now Lucille Ball with Richard Denning and Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. Sounds kind of, I don't know, suggestive like that. So there was 124 episodes. And it aired from July 23rd, 1948 through March 31st, 1951. And I think like a few months later, Lucille Ball's daughter, Lucy Arnaz, was born. I think she was born in July. So, and then when the show, I don't know if it was over. And then there were some executives from CBS, Columbia Broadcasting Network, and they ask Lucille Ball if she wanted to have her own TV series. And she said yes, but she wanted her husband on the radio show. She wanted her real husband, Dizzy Arnaz. And they're like balked at her. They're like, no, no way. You know, because it seemed like they were racist. Like they didn't want him. They didn't think he would act, but she insisted. And then they had a meetings with that. And then I think they relented. They really did. And then they filmed the pilot for I Love Lucy. You know, and it was just Lucille Ball and Dizzy Arnaz. The Mertzes were not in there. Vivian Vance, William Frawley were not in the pilot. They came later. They were cast in a later show. And then they were sponsored by Philip Morris, the cigarette company. And the rest was history. So if you happen to hear the radio show of My Favorite Husband, I think you can find it on YouTube, or they come in CDs. They have all the episodes, or there's websites, because it's public domain. They're all available. I listen to them on my DVDs of I Love Lucy. They have like one episode per disc or something like that. There were about, I don't know how many were in there, probably about 10 or 20. I listened to them and I loved it. I really do. But it's radio. You don't look at the TV screen. You just sit back and relax and read, or look, you know, just listen and imagine what they're saying and what they're doing. It's kind of fun. It really is fun. So, like I said before, I watched the movie again last night. I loved it. And hopefully I'll buy it on DVD when it comes out. I wish I could see it. I wish I watched it in the theater, but I couldn't. Because I explained... I have issues, you know, going to the bathroom, so I can't sit still. But I'm glad it's on Amazon Prime Video. If you want to catch it and watch it, please do. It's a wonderful movie. I loved it. Okay. That'll be all for today. I will not do another podcast this weekend because Christmas falls on Saturday, and I will not do a podcast. Who's going to listen to me on Christmas? I mean, people will be celebrating, and I'll be doing that. Maybe Sunday on the 26th, I'll probably do a New Year's Eve show, because I don't think I'll do one New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. You know, I'll be celebrating, so probably that Sunday. I'll see what I'll discuss on that day. You'll be surprised. I have an idea, but you'll be very surprised for that. Okay. So this is Pete Costanez, and I'm your host for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. This is episode 91, season 4. Thank you for joining me. And everyone have a very merry, merry Christmas and happy holidays. And please be healthy, you know, stay healthy. And I love you all. God bless you. And so right now, bye-bye from me. And here's Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now. Take it away, Ray. So long, everybody.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.